Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. False albacore are lighting up the fishing scene. They're one of the highlights of this time of year. Jimmy Fee at On the Water joins us to talk about shore fishing for albies. Hiya, Jimmy.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Jimmy, these are such speedy fish. And when you're in a boat, oftentimes you're doing what's called run and gun, chasing here and there every time the fish pop up to the surface. But when you're shore fishing, talk about that a little bit. How do you pick your spots?
So you're definitely at a bit of a disadvantage when you're shore fishing for false albacore. You're not going to get quite as many shots at them as the boat guys will, but if you choose your locations carefully and, you know, at kind of the right times, you can still catch plenty of false albacore. It is my favorite way to catch them, is catching them off the beach. What I usually do is I want to put myself in a place where there's going to be some good current moving that's going to concentrate bait fish, whether it's an outflow or the tip of a jetty. Anywhere that's going to help get me into range of where those albies are, because they will move pretty close to shore within casting distance if there's enough bait to be worth it for them to come in.
And you say time of day. Is there a time of day that you aim for?
Well, for me, generally, I go before work. Our office is right here in Falmouth, so I will stop along the Southside beaches in Falmouth to make a couple casts, or sometimes in the Cape Cod Canal, where the last couple years there's been a very good showing of albies in the canal. It's already started a little bit this year.
Talk a little bit about your setup. I'm wondering, is it shore fishing something like an epoxy jig that you can throw a long way?
Same story as with the boat or the kayak. The epoxy jig is the king of the albie fishing lures. It casts well. Does well mimicking the smaller bait fish they eat. When I'm in the kayak or the boat, I do love soft plastics, but you just can't cast them quite as far as an epoxy jig from shore. So I stick with the metals or the epoxies.
And if you're on a beach or a jetty, what's it like landing one of these?
You may have to get around some obstacles in some cases. I've lost them on swim buoys. I've lost them on rocks. You know, that's always heartbreaking. If you wait all morning for your one shot, you hook them, and then all of a sudden it takes you around the swim buoy. That's a little painful. So you try to get the angles right on that one. And then once you get them in the shallow water, it tends to be a little bit easier than from a kayak, the end game at least, because they'll sit there and they do that tuna circle, and they can be really tough to lift. In shallow water, you're sliding them right up onto the sand. So that little bit of drama you don't have to deal with when you're fishing from shore.
All right. And this year, what's your luck been like so far fishing from shore for albies?
I have had several shots into them. I've had a couple bites. I've not landed one yet. I got my first couple out of the kayak last week. And actually, I caught a tagged one, which was very cool. The albie came up and it had a red filament right out of the dorsal fin, and apparently was tagged just 10 days before by Captain Terry Nugent, who's a very well-known charter captain here on Cape Cod.
I didn't even know they were tagging albies. Is that a program or is that something fishermen do?
It's a program run by a group called the American Saltwater Guides Association. So they've been tagging albies for the last few years.
That's pretty cool. Let's round up the other fishing action around the region. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
So there is some improvement in the striped bass fishing. It's been kind of a slower summer for stripers around the Cape, but with these cooler nights, with more bait fish showing up, the striper fishing's picking up in Cape Cod Bay. It's picking up in the canal. I know guys are seeing some fish into, let's say, the mid-30-inch range in the canal. No big cows coming through just yet that I've heard of, but plenty of those slot-sized fish into, you know, just over slot, so fish in the mid-30-inch range.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.